Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let the person who wants Elijah's breakthrough here in this program shout it loudest, hallelujah. Amen. Right there where you are, close your eyes and sing this song loud and clear. Power must change in my life, no matter what the devil may say. Power must change in my life, no matter what the devil may say.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
On your priest cap and your warrior cap and sing with fire and with power, believing the Lord for his mighty touch upon your life here today. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time. Sing it loud and clear.
Jesus is a winner man.
Winner man.
Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time.
A winner man.
Winner man. Winner man. Winner man.
Winner man.
Winner man. Winner man. Winner man.
Winner man.
Winner man, winner man, winner man, a winner man all the time.
I am on the winning side.
I am on the winning side. I am on the winning side.
Winning side.
I am on the winning side. I win inside all the time.
And winning side.
Winning side. Winning side. Winning side.
Winning side.
Winning side. Winning side. Winning side.
Winning side.
Winning side. Winning side. Winning side. I win inside all the time.
Jesus is a winner.
A winner man, Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man, a winner man all the time.
God. I love the man of Galilee,
for he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and said, Holy Ghost, with me. I love the man of Galilee.
Of Galilee.
I love the man of Galilee.
Of Galilee.
For he has done so very much for me.
Very much for me.
He has forgiven me all my sins and said the Holy Ghost to me.
Of Galilee.
Of Galilee.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
Old things have passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
Sing it loud and clear.
I'm a new creation.
Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Hallelujah.
Exalt the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Hallelujah.
Exalt the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. By the raising of anointing, every yoke must be broken.
By the raising of anointing, every yoke must be broken.
Every yoke must be broken.
By the raising of anointing,
every yoke
must be broken.
Every yoke must be broken.
By the raising of anointing,
every yoke
must be broken.
Every yoke must be broken.
By the raising of anointing,
every
yoke must be broken.
Every yoke must be broken.
By the raising of by the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet said, this is the day of the latter rain. God is moving in his power again. By the anointing, Jesus brings the yoke.
Not by power,
it's not by power,
not by might,
it's not by might,
by my spirit,
says the Lord.
Not by power,
it's not by power.
My mind
is not by might, by my spirit says the
this
Lord.
Mountain shall be removed.
This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed in Jesus' name. This mountain shall be removed.
Hallelujah.
By my spirit says the Lord.
Jesus, all the world. Jesus, all the world. Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus
lo lagbara atogo. Jesus lo lagbara obati
You are beating your work. Father, perfect your work. You are beating your work in my life. Father, perfect your work. You are beating your work.
You are beating your work.
Hallelujah.
Father, perfect your work.
Hallelujah.
You are beating your work in my life. Father, perfect your work.
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 The complete on earth.
Complete on earth.
The complete on earth.
The complete on earth.
You are come and sit on earth.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is someone here this day. I have a word to you from the Lord. The Lord said, I should tell you that your time of uncommon advancement has come. Your time of awesome testimony has come. Listen. The God whom you serve shall cause you to overtake those who have been mocking you. Yes. And your season of accelerated promotion has come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let there be silence now. Silence now. Some surgical operation spiritually is about to take place now. All eyes closed. You, that person over there, I divorce you from this spirit that comes to your dream to have constant sex with you. I divorce you from them right now. In the name of Jesus. That's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. That's the power of God coming upon them. You can't hide. Enough is enough. I disconnect you over there from the spirit that brings dreams of failure to you. Anytime you are close to a breakthrough, I disconnect you right now. In the name of Jesus. I disconnect you, that person over there right now, from the evil mark placed on your forehead, preventing you from moving forward. I disconnect you right now in the name of Jesus. There is the power of God coming upon you. Every evil thing you have trampled upon that is now affecting your walking, your legs, and they are calling it arthritis and all kinds of names, right there where you are, I command the arrows that have entered into your leg
to go back to the senders in the name of Jesus. It's happening. Makatende rekaya boshende rabosante. Silence. The power of God is about to fall on three persons, and those three persons will not be able to stand on their feet. These three persons, there are powers of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood right in your bedroom. Anytime you sleep on that bed and wake up, it's as if life is going out of you. Right there where you are, I bind and cast out from your body the spirit of death and hell. In the name of Jesus. That's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. Aha. Yes. You, the spirit of cancer, hear the word of the Lord. It is written, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their closeness. I bind and cast out every arrow of infirmity of cancer in the name of Jesus. Silence. Silence. I'm going to count seven from here. The power of God is going to fall on 50 persons, and they may not be able to stand on their feet, but that will be the end of the blockages they have been noticing. The angels to process that, they are already in the midst. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Today is your expiry date. You can't block the way of God's people anymore. Thank you, Jesus. All those powers that have been scratching your body when you sleep, I disconnect you from them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your time of unprecedented, unexpected, and envious breakthrough has come in the name of Jesus. Yes. Your God shall make you a showroom of the display of his power. In the name of Jesus. One prayer for you to pray before you sit down. Jesus spoke to that deaf person and cried on his head in a language called Ephata. Ephata is a command. Be open. It is that command that Jesus gave you, you are going to give to now. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? My way of breakthroughs. My way of joy. Ephata. In the name of Jesus. Mapare katela. Da ribo sapande ke yabo shanta. Efatha. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we thank you for your people you have brought to this important meeting. No one comes to the meeting of Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry by chance. You bring people by divine appointment. And so, Father, I thank you for the people you have gathered into this program. Because the time for their accelerated testimony and breakthrough has come. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, any power that punished anybody's parents, any power that has plundered anyone's family, any power that has stolen from anyone here, any power that has disgraced anybody's parents, any power that has embarrassed anybody's family, any power that has planted a platform of failure for anybody, no matter how deeply rooted they are, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, I uproot them now in the name of Jesus. Makatenda ya boshente raboko pola baka. Let them be uprooted. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Before you sit down, I'd like you to go to seven persons. Make sure there are seven. Seven is a prophetic number. And today's day too is seven. Seven people. Make sure there are seven numbers. Look at somebody straight in the eye. Say, my friend, the vulture of your father's house shall die in the name of Jesus. Say to seven persons. Amen. Have you said, God bless you. Before I begin to explain to you why we are gathered here, for this particular edition of the Power Must Change Us, I'd like to let you know that the next Power Must Change Us, which is the last one for the year, 5th of December, is the anointing service. We hold the anointing service once a year. Don't miss that service and come with your anointing oil. Fresh bottle unopened of anointing oil. 5th of December, the next Power Must Change Us. Make sure you come with that. You also must come with your mantle, a mantle. An handkerchief, a mantle. So two things to bring, the anointing oil and the mantle for this important service. It happens once a year. Now listen to me very carefully. The problem of collective captivity. The problem of collective captivity. We deal with that now. We take the patterns later. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, 1 Samuel chapter 2, I read from verse 30. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. If you are not used to listening to sermons, I beg you to listen to this one very well. 1 Samuel 2:30. Wherefore, the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father shall walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thy house. And thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation, in all the world which God shall give Israel. And listen to this. And there shall not be an old man in thy house forever. And the man of thy house, whom I shall not cut off from mine altar, shall be to consume thy eyes and to grieve thine heart. And all the increase of thine house shall die in the flower of their age. This is a very, very serious matter. Very serious matter. Verse 36. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thy house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. A man had become an evil tree, and now he has put all the offsprings in trouble. They would die young, and they would be constant beggars. 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5 talks about Gehazi. Somebody was supposed to have a four portion of power, but covetousness put him in trouble. 2 Kings 5:27. It said, the leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee. I wish Elisha had kept quiet there. But he didn't keep quiet there. And he said, and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence, a leper as white as snow. There is a battle that has turned winners to failure. There is a battle that has turned loyalty to servanthood. There is a battle that has converted abundance to lack. There is a battle that has turned fertile lands to desert. There is a battle that has turned resort to insult. There is a battle that has turned stars to scars. There is a battle that has turned many lights to darkness. There is a battle that has turned many gold mine to dustbin. There is a battle that has converted many prophets to parrots. There is a battle that has converted many pastors to pastors. There is a battle that has converted deliverance to disturbance. It has converted eagle to chicken, converted hero to zero. There is a battle that has converted celebrity to dungeon. There is a battle that has rewired and re-engineered many brains to failure. There's a battle that has punctured virtue balloons. There's a battle that has placed a lot of young people on death row. There's a battle that has programmed plenty of destiny impotence. There's a battle that has rewritten many history negatively. There's a battle that has buried multiple talents. There's a battle that has moved millions from grace to grass. There's a battle that has de-anointed so many anointed people. There's a battle that has turned many winners to executive losers, pulled back the hands of the clock for so many people, and has polluted and changed many destiny calendars. There's a battle that takes a man from being extraordinary and converts him to ordinary. There is a battle that triggers supernatural disgrace. This battle is strange. Because it possesses dribbling powers. It confuses many prophets. It resists many forms of prayers. It bewiles even very brilliant people. No matter how brilliant they are, it confuses them. It has mesmerized many ministers. And it has demonstrated a lack of respect. Even sometimes, it has programmed shame into so many lives. This battle is collective captivity. A captivity programmed by someone in your family life you practically know nothing about, mostly, but now is active. The children of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, they were not even 30 years old. Yet God said they would die together in one day. And they died. Eli laid that foundation. So the next time you begin to see tragedies, family of 6, family of 7, family of 10, perishing all at once, this is possibly what is causing the problem. He said the children of Eli shall be beggars. So no matter what, the children born in that family will eventually be begging for bread. Eli has planted a tree of untimely death, and begging for his offspring. Now the children are suffering for it. I want to pray one prayer. Let your amen be sevenfold in that prayer. I decree that any stubborn pursuer of your parents that is currently pursuing you, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. Therefore, in a meeting like this, you must determine that the iniquities of your father's house will not stop you. You must also determine that that collective captivity must be banished from your own bloodline. When you marry not only the physical human beings, you marry the battle of the place as well. The two most important choices in life is number one, who to serve. Number two, who to marry. Many have made tragic mistakes. And the tragic mistake is this: they choose who to marry before choosing who to serve. And that becomes a problem. When you marry his or her entire family and their generational problems as well. So this is why the prayer today is with two wings. Two wings. Especially if you are married. Many who want to run fast cannot do so because they have chains on their legs. Something is holding them down. Satan is more legalistic than we think. And he keeps his records very well. Don't you see? Sometimes very nice people, calm people, gentle people, they just do something horrible and destructive, which is strange. And people will say, "Ah, that quiet fellow, that gentleman, it's not him." There is something in their family that causes them to do so. That's why the Bible says, "As from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the righteous take it by begging." Is it by begging? Is it by negotiation? Is it by pacification? Is it by settlement? The righteous take it by force. Listen carefully. For example, a pastor whose lineage is filled with satanic priests, he will have the oil of that evil priesthood flowing in his head. That oil and the oil of the good anointing, both evil and good, will be jamming on his head. And so that's why you find some people who call themselves prophets, they get so confused. Look at that brother telling me that anytime his grandfather was having a shower, the whole village will know that the man is having a shower because he will hang his clothes in the air. So the whole village will be seeing the underwear, the towel, everything hanging. If that person that doesn't need anger, he hangs his clothes in the air on top of his head, and when he has finished having his bed, he commands them to come down. And that person is your father, and you say you are a pastor. You have two oils to deal with. That oil of your father has to clear away from your head, so that the Holy Spirit can fully take control. This is why I'm decreeing on some people here that any evil oil that your parents have dropped on your head, consciously, unconsciously, I wipe them off with the blood of Jesus. I wipe them off. 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 I wipe them off with the blood of Jesus. Shake that head now. Shake the head. Shake it. I wipe it off by the blood of Jesus. Any evil oil upon the head, I shake it off. I shake it off. I shake it off. I shake it off. I shake it off by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Listen. A woman gave birth to 7 children. As of the time she ran to come for prayers, 6 had died tragically. Tragically. And anytime the children died, they noticed that the accident always affects their head. The skull will always break. 6 dead. Because then she ran for prayers. When deliverance prayer started, it was revealed that her own mother killed her maid with a pestle. Is this out of pandia? Is this out of pandia? Took the thing and banged it on her head. And the maid died. And the curse issued by that dying maid ensured tragic death for our own children. I'm praying for somebody here. Every debt that your parents have owed, and they are now requesting that you pay for it, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Let that amen roar like thunder. That's a pathetic case of a medical doctor. He was crying bitterly at the age of 75. This man who practiced medicine for over 40 years could not even recollect how many abortions he had carried out. Now, his own children are married, but the grandchildren started dying. Anytime those children will wake up from their dream, I said, "Daddy, mommy, baby is crying. Baby is crying. Daddy, mommy, baby is crying. Baby is crying." Anytime they say baby is crying, they die too. Because at the age of 75, the man now started deliverance. He had opened the door of collective captivity to the children. And that door has been capturing them. I decree upon your life that any collective captivity under which you labor must release you. 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 In the name of Jesus. We had another case. This man had 10 female children because he wanted male desperately. He kept marrying more wives, but he kept having more females. Once the child is a boy, they die at the maternity place where they are born. He lost 7 boys. Prayer started. Then we discovered that his own father joined a cult many years back and promised to be giving some sacrifices. And he could not do it regularly. And the covenant he formed was that if he doesn't do it, there will be no male child. And it went on like that. I'm praying once again any covenant that your ancestors have entered into that is affecting you negatively, I break that covenant in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Another case, I can go on and on, so you know that we have prayers to pray here today. This boy, a medical doctor, anytime he gets a good job, he runs mad. He becomes insane. Anytime he proposes to a lady about marriage, he runs mad. He came for deliverance. It was discovered that his grandfather, who was a great rich man that time, many years ago, and not plenty of slaves, he sold off a slave 2 days to the wedding of the slave. Sold the slave off. And this person being sold off, who was not allowed to marry, became mad. The families of the slaves issued curses against this man's children. And that is what has been happening now. I'm going to pray another prayer. Don't let any amen be louder than yours. Don't say, I don't think I'm concerned. Any curse working in your family life and is now working against you, I break it now in the name of Jesus. I break it now in the name of Jesus. Listen, when children are illegitimate, it has been shown that their own children will probably be illegitimate. When prisoners get out of prison, it has been shown that 85% of them will be back in prison in 3 years. And that their children and grandchildren are more likely to go to prison too. It has been known that drug addicts pass on the drug addiction to their children. It is not because those children are bad people. It is not because those children make a decision to take drugs. But there is a transfer of the spirit of collective captivity upon them from the spirit realm. An automatic evil inheritance or transfer. The strategy of Satan down the ages has not changed. I will say it 3 times. The strategy of Satan down the ages has not changed. And that strategy is to make friends with the parents in order to get at their children. He makes friends with the parents to get at the children. He makes friends with the parents to get at their children. Every satanic friendship that your ancestors have formed to work against your life now, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. In some families, nobody lives long enough to become old. Collective captivity. In some families, everyone is polygamous. Collective captivity. In some families, men are not satisfied by only one woman. It's until they marry many. Collective captivity. In some families, there is a regular practice of incest. Or the children sleeping with each other too. In some families, some husbands will always sleep with the housemaids. In some families, there are hereditary diseases. In some families, there is always insanity. In some families, all the men in that family, as a matter of necessity, must marry witches. In some families, the men will not always work. It's the wife who will work and be feeding them. In some families, there's a chain of marital delay. In some families, there is lack of favor. In some families, near success syndrome. In some families, backwardness. In some families, they always maltreat their wives. There are some family people, they are always bad husbands, bad wives. In some families, they have women whose husband died prematurely. In some families, broken marriages is the order of the day. In some families, men, most of the women live without marriage, but they have children. In some families, uncontrollable anger. Some is this persistent irrational fear. In some families, depression. In some families, continuous financial difficulties. In some families, alcoholism, drug addiction, depression, regular accident, memory failure, confusion, constant financial mess. In some families, they always have rebellious children. They have people who are always daydreaming. In some families, sexual perversion. In some families, the same gynecological problems. In some families, adultery. In some families, it's inability to make progress, in spite of the fact that they have every ability to make progress. In some families, someone will always commit suicide. Somebody will be murdered or die in a tragic way. In some families, somebody just walks away. You don't know whether he's dead or alive, he just walks off. In some family, they are all into the occult. In some families, arthritis, cancer, diabetes, hypertension, headaches, skin problems. In some families, these are evidence of collective captivity. To get out of this, the first thing is to ensure that you are a friend of God. A lot of people go to church and they are not born again. Plenty of people come for prayer meetings, even at MFM prayer meetings, but they are not born again. It is possible to be speaking in tongues and not being born again. You can be seeing vision, but you are not born again. You need to become a friend of God. Two, you need to realize that there is a problem. There is a problem. You must realize it. For a good treatment to take place, there must be diagnosis. Number three, you need to repent from every known sin. Number four, you need to aggressively deal with this collective captivity. And the way to deal with it is praying it out of your life. You cut it off at your end so it doesn't work into your children. And this is why we're here. This is why I ask you to bring your anointing oil and wear something that can give you access to your body better. Because that's why you disconnected from your mother. So as many people as are here, or you are listening to me anywhere, I say, yes, I want to stop them before they stop me. But you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just find a way to the altar here, or any of the two altars at the back. Don't waste time because we want to go and pray. So, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Today I must be delivered. Stand up and run quickly to the altar here, or any of the two altars at the back. Thank you, Jesus.
Words can wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Words can make me whole again.
Those of you at the altar, I must congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Bow down your heads where you are and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here who have surrendered their life to Jesus. Father, keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands upon their lives. Anoint them by your power and glory. Keep them standing. Write their names in the book of life. Today they are surrendering their lives to Jesus. Let every generational liability be cancelled. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The rest of us, where we are, begin to talk to the Lord quietly. That he'll forgive you all your sins. Any ancestral sin that will allow a bondage to remain in position, ask the Lord to forgive you. Do that right now. Let's rise to our feet, please. And bring out the oil you brought here. Some transactions are about to take place that will rewrite the family history of so many people. Father, this oil will break them before you. Let this oil become the oil of deliverance. The yoke breaking oil. In the name of Jesus. Put oil in your hand now and use it to anoint your belly button. After you've done that, keep your hand there, for the prayers now will start. The Bible says it is the anointing which breaks the yoke. Put the oil, anoint your belly button, and then keep your hand there. And pray this prayer the way you've never prayed any prayer. Please, don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. Say, powers that wants me to suffer what my parents suffered. Can I hear you shouting this loud? Your voice is not loud enough. Your time is up. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth. This is why Jesus brought you here. That's the power of God, that's the power of God, that's the power of God, that's the power of God. Oh, yes! Something is happening! That's right! Papa, take it! Arriba, Sopanda! In Jesus' name we pray. I'm making progress. Keep your hand on your belly button and shout this loud and clear. Collective captivity. Inherited from my parents. Death! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth.
Makapa da ribo sopande kaya. Da ribo sopande kaya bo shentera basanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. See what is happening. There's a disconnection going on all over the place. The evil blood that flowed into you is being extracted now. Aha. Be released. Be released. Be released. Enough is enough. Shout this with holy anger. Keep your hand on your belly button. Generational deficiency. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. That's the power of God, that's the power of God, that's the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Put the oil on your hand again and apply it on your forehead. Rub the oil on your forehead. Remember, your head is a symbol of your destiny. Rub it on your forehead. Rub it aggressively. Makapota likaya bushanda. Ribopo lika lisentendeka. Yes, the oil has become out course of fire. Yes, it's burning. While you are rubbing that hand on your forehead, at the same time, pray this prayer. Don't say you have prayed it before. Pray it again today while rubbing your forehead. Owners of evil, Lord, carry your Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Carry your load. Carry your load. Carry your load. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now. Father, these hands that are stretched forward, let this hand become the hands of healing, the hands of deliverance, the hands of power, the hands of glory. Makapota li karibosanda. As you smite with this hand, let every infirmity go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you are in this meeting, you have difficulty in walking, or they practically brought you here, they have eaten your flesh and drunken your blood. As I count seven from here, smite your legs, smite your chest. And as you do so, the arrows shall go back to the sender, and the strength of God shall enter into your body. Yes, if you have difficulty in walking, or you were practically brought here, eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood has descended on you. Smite your leg and your chest seven times as I count now. One, two, three, four, five, six. Seven. Thank you, Jesus. Now begin to do what you could not do before. If you could not use your leg, use it. If you are feeling lifeless, jump up. Aha, jump up.
Do what you cannot do before. And if the Lord has healed you, run quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put it back. Now, anywhere there is infirmity in your body, you will smite it 21 times. Not caring what happens. Get yourself ready. As you smite it, you shout, go back to your senders. Let's go! Jesus. Aha. Yes. Do it one. Do it one. Aha. Aha. Amen. Check your body now. Begin to do what you could not do before. And if the Lord has healed you, please run quickly to the altar here. Don't let the devil put it back on you. The power of God is moving from person to person. Yes, the hand of the mighty God is enveloping so many lives. Let's find a way quickly to the altar as you check your body. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Let your voice roar like fire and like thunder. Don't let anybody's voice be louder than it. Inherited infirmity. Yeah. Can you shout this loud? Yeah. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something is happening to somebody over there. That's right. Makatenaya Boshenta. Deal with the inherited infirmity. Jesus' name we pray. Say, I fire back every arrow of disgrace in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and fire it back. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. That woman over there, check the swelling in the breast, check the swelling in the womb. There is a surgeon angel by your side carrying out surgery. There's the power of God coming upon you. Find a way to the altar very quickly. For the power of God has healed you. Lay your right hand upon your head now and decree this loud and clear. Satanic luggage of my father's house. Shout it with boiling anger. I am not your candidate. Death! In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. Please don't say anything until I ask you to talk now. Masekatenda le kaya boshande. Ribosetila le katende kaya boshantira bokampe. Manaka di setende kaya le katende kesepende ya boshente. Father, I'm praying for all who are in this gathering and they have been unconsciously dedicated to a shrine, to an idol, to an evil power. Masandika le karibosatia. Wherever such people are, the covenant, conscious or unconscious, between them and the idol, between them and the shrines, between them and the evil agreements, I break it in the name of Jesus. Be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus. It's happening. It's happening, yes. The dedication to the waters, the dedication to the forest, the dedication to any occultic power, break in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That person who cannot use the legs very well, Jesus is by your side. Therefore, arise and use those legs in the name of Jesus. Put your faith into action and use those legs right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I'm praying for all those who used to dream of going back to their former house, going back to their former schools, going back to their old apprentice workshop, going back to places they have surpassed, taking examination they have passed before. Mapota setia, wherever such people are now, any covenant between you and backwardness, I break it now in the name of Jesus. Be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus. Yes. This next prayer, nobody must pray it sitting down. You need to pray this one standing up and pray it with all the strength that you have and shout this loud and clear. Power of the grave. My father's house. Death in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A sevenfold amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Let your amen roar like fire and like thunder as I pray now. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I'm praying for all those who are celebrating their birthday this month. Let it be well with them in the name of Jesus. If Jesus tarries in his coming, by this time next year, let them be bigger bundles of testimonies in the name of Jesus. And Father, I'm praying on every prayer letter brought here. Let these prayer letters become points of testimonies in the name of Jesus. The Lord God shall answer you by fire. He shall put to shame every enemy of your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Get yourself ready now. Let your amen roar like fire and like thunder. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for all your children who have gathered at this destruction of collective captivity and evil pattern meeting. I decree upon your life now that as from today, any power assigned to use you as a sacrifice shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. All the portions that have been stolen from you, repossess your portions in the name of Jesus. Repossess your portions in the name of Jesus. Anybody being pursued away from their place of breakthrough, go back there in the name of Jesus. Every blockage, every hindrance, every backwardness, we wipe you off in the name of Jesus. I'm beginning from this particular palm of vengeance. Receive power to rewrite your family history. Receive the power. 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 Receive the power in the name of Jesus. Like somebody who should be saying aggressive amen now, but you are not saying it yet. You are so close to breakthrough that will change your story. So say that amen with violence. Every power that does not want you to rejoice, I bury them now in the name of Jesus. Possess your possession. 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 Possess your possession in the name of Jesus. And the Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. All the tragedy left in this year is minus you and your family. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.